Hello. Oh, hi, Mohammed. How's everything going in Edmonton? Oh, it's great to hear. Yeah, everything's going okay here. It's freezing cold today. It's actually snowing a little bit today. It's mostly melted now, but yeah, it was snowing about 20 minutes ago here. It's probably gonna snow a little bit more, but I was hoping to get away from Canada this winter. You know how I always escape Canada for the winters. I was hoping to escape Canada again, but it doesn't look like I'm gonna be able to, with the pandemic. So, yeah, I'm stuck here in Canada. It's really stressing me out. I've worked myself into a frenzy. Yeah, I thought I was gonna go to maybe Mexico or, escape to some other place, but I just can't think of any option. I've just tried to think about this and that and everything. I just all worked up about it. I've worked myself into a frenzy here. So, yeah. Oh, hey, Mohammed. See some people spying on me. Better run. All right, catch you later. Have fun in Edmonton. Bye for now. Oh, hey, guys. Didn't see you spying on me. I was just talking to my friend Mohammed in Edmonton. Yeah, I was just telling him I've kind of worked myself into a frenzy. Do you know what that means? Well, I got a great question recently from a person named Sam on my YouTube channel. Let me just read what Sam wrote. So I made a video a few weeks ago about the word buzzing, right? If you drink too much coffee, or if you take some drugs, or I don't know, whatever you take, if you eat too much sugar, then you might, you get that feeling of just buzzing, right? Or if you're really excited about something, then you can say you're kind of like you're buzzing with excitement, right? If it's Christmas morning, you might be so excited for Christmas, you're kind of just buzzing, right? If you drink too much caffeine, your body's just like zzz, kind of buzzing, right? So Sam asked a really good question. Sam said, "Can we use the term buzzing for bad things that we are thinking about all the time?" If you're thinking about bad things all the time, if you're really worried or really stressed out about something, can you use the word buzzing? And yeah, I think the concept is the right concept, right? You're all stressed and you've kind of got these obsessive thoughts, right? If something is obsessive, that means you can't really stop it. If you're just thinking about something obsessively, it's in your brain and you can't get it out, right? And so you could use the word buzzing, but actually a better way to say that is to say you're all worked up. Sometimes if you're just thinking about bad things, maybe worried or you're stressed or like you're angry about something, then you can just kind of get all worked up about it. I'm all worked up. Or you can say, I've put myself in a frenzy, put myself into a frenzy. Or I've worked myself into a frenzy. Okay, so the word frenzy means a state of uncontrolled emotion where you're so like it's kind of like you're buzzing, right? If you're it's a frenzy, it's kind of like a frantic kind of a thing. Like it can be a bunch of different emotions. Let's go down to the river. There's a nice little path here. So yeah, it could be excitement. Okay, if for example, Christmas morning, let's say your kids wake up, they're excited for Christmas, they're excited to open their presents under the tree. You could describe that as like a frenzy. Your kids are in a frenzy, they're running around, they're excited, it's uncontrollable, right? The kids can't contain their excitement, they're just so excited. So that could be a frenzy, or a frenzy could be a different emotion, like worry or like fear or like anger. If you're just you're all worked up, you've worked yourself into a frenzy. It's just like you know, you can't control your, it's like a state of mind, a state of mind where you're so angry or so stressed or so like, you're just, your brain cells are just bouncing all over the place, right? So that's what the word frenzy means, okay? So you can work yourself into a frenzy, okay? Or you can put yourself into that state, right? If you just think about, you know, something for long enough, you kind of get really angry about it. Like right now, I'm relaxed, right? See, there's this nice river here, nice path, you know, it's just beautiful here. So I'm feeling kind of peaceful right now, right? But if I start thinking about, oh no, the winter's coming, the Canadian winter, the harsh Canadian winter, I don't want to be here all winter, but I can't leave. Ah, can I go to Mexico? Can I go to, where can I go? Ah, I can't go anywhere. Then I just kind of get worked up into like a frenzy, right? So, you know, we humans, we're kind of interesting creatures where we can kind of be at peace and then we can just think about something bad and work ourselves into a frenzy, even though nothing has changed, right? I'm still beside this river. It's a beautiful day. It's cold. It was snowing a little bit ago. Actually, when I was on the way here, I should have started making this video a little bit earlier. Then the snow was coming down, but it's still above zero. So the snow just melts, you know, when it hits the ground. Oh, actually over there, I can see there's snow on that hill over there. The white, yeah, there's white. That hill is white over there. So it probably depends where you are, but right here it's not snowing. But I should have started making it a bit earlier so I could show you the snow. But anyway, so nothing has changed in my surroundings, right? This is still the same thing, except if I think about something bad, if I think about bad thoughts, just like Sam was asking, right? If you think about something bad, you can kind of get so worked up and you can put yourself into that state of mind where you're in a frenzy. Okay, so that's what that means. So that was a great question, Sam. Thank you for asking that question. Thank you guys for always leaving your great comments, you know, down under the videos. Sometimes it really makes me think, wow, can we use this word in this situation or that situation? So yeah, so I would say, you know, with the word buzzing, you could use it in that situation, but it would be better to say if you're all worked up about it, that either all worked up or that you've put yourself or worked yourself into a frenzy. Okay, so that's a good word. I don't know, maybe you didn't know that. Smash like if you guys didn't know that word. It's kind of an interesting word, frenzy. It kind of sounds kind of cool, right? Frenzy. But it's a normal word. We use it. It's maybe not the most common word. I don't use it every day, but you hear it, you know, and you'll hear it. If you're learning English or you watch English movies or you live in an English-speaking country like Canada, yeah, you will, you'll hear that word frenzy. Or you'll hear, especially all worked up. That's a great one. If you're feeling angry about something or you're stressed, you're frustrated about something. So actually today, I'll tell you a story what happened this morning. I went to Tim Hortons. Tim Hortons is a coffee shop. It's the most famous coffee shop here in Canada. They're all across Canada. We call them Timmy's sometimes. Timmy's, all right? You hear people say, hey, want to go to Timmy's, grab a coffee? So I went to Timmy's to grab a coffee, and I ordered, right? Just ordered a coffee. And then the woman said, oh, if you just kind of can wait over, if you just wait over there, you know, we'll tell you when it's ready. So I went and I kind of sat down and I waited and I waited. And then there were like 15 workers in this tiny little Timmy's. Can you believe it? Like 15 employees in this tiny little Tim Hortons restaurant. And I just waited. I sat there and then some other people came and ordered some stuff. They got their stuff. They went out. And then I walked up to the counter and I said, you guys forgot about me, right? And they say, oh, I'm sorry about that. Yeah, we forgot about you. What did you order? Sorry, what did you order? Told them I ordered a coffee. And, oh, okay. Then they came and got my order. They were nice. But they completely forgot about me for like 10 minutes. So while I was sitting there watching other people come and go, I kind of felt a bit worked up. I got worked up because they forgot about me. Right, I was first in line. They should have given me my coffee first, but other people were getting their coffees. And to be honest, I was worked up about it. Now, I wouldn't say I worked myself into a frenzy. I wasn't that worked up. Someone's texting me. But I was a bit worked up. You know, it doesn't feel good when someone forgets about you. Right, I placed my order, I paid, and they just forgot about me. That's unacceptable. They were bad employees. And even when they said sorry, they didn't really say it very wholeheartedly. I mean, they were kind of nice. They said sorry, but they should have apologized a little bit more profusely. You know, if you apologize profusely, that means you apologize a lot. I'm so sorry. We forgot about your order. Oh, that's unacceptable. We're really, really sorry about that. Will you forgive me? You know, that kind of language. Then you're apologizing profusely. All they said was sorry, and they gave me my coffee. That was it. So I didn't quite feel like they were genuine, you know. But it's okay. Hey, guys, look at this. I see some black things here. What is that? I don't know. What kind of things are these? It looks like there's little pods open up, and they some flowers, or I don't know. It's kind of cool. A little bush. Actually, there's bushes all over the place. Interesting. Look at that. Look at all those black things. Interesting. I have no idea what those are. But, yeah, this is just gorgeous here, guys. You know, I see a little bridge here. So let's go to the bridge. And then I'll sign off from the bridge. All right, so... yeah, thank you guys so much for joining me in today's video. Hope you guys learned something. Let me know down in the comments. Try to make a sentence with the word frenzy or all worked up. And let me know, have you been in a situation where you got all worked up? It's just part of life, right? It's a normal part of life where you're just like, you know, so angry or so frustrated about something, right? Where you just kind of get all worked up, and it's normal. So I know you've had situations, I know you've had experiences like that. So let me know down in the comments what your experiences were, why you got all worked up, you know, what you were thinking about that kind of put you into a frenzy. Guys, look at this bridge. It goes over nothing. There's like no water there, but there's like the bridge here, and then there's water there, but there's like a, that's so weird, there's like a wooden kind of a dam there. It's like concrete blocks there and then a wooden dam. How is that wooden dam supposed to hold back any water? There's like a gap like that big underneath that, those boards. There's no water down here. I don't know. That's kind of weird. I don't know much about bridges, but aren't bridges supposed to be kind of to go over water? Why couldn't they just build the path? I don't know. Anyway, stop wasting your guys' time here. And I said I would bid farewell from the bridge. So I just want to say thank you guys once again. Really appreciate it. And oh guys, I see a whole field of white, of bushes with white leaves or white flowers. What are these? Are these like, first they were like black little berries. These are leaves. Look at that. Leaves. Look at all these bushes. Yeah. And I just thought that was kind of interesting. This is a neat little place. Neat means nice. Nice, cool place. It's kind of neat, isn't it? It's beautiful. All right, guys. That's it. I'll sign off. Thank you again. Really appreciate you guys. I love you guys so much. And hey, as always, I'll see you over in the next episode of Mad English TV. Take care.